Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's your month been going?
What month is it?
Whenever this comes out, it'll be the end of February.
Oh. I envision that I had a very good February.
Yeah.
An excellent February.
Yeah.
What about you?
February is going to be rough for me, but like... just busy.
Yeah.
I have a weekend of being a single parent again, the first weekend of February, and then the last week of February my mother-in-law's coming to visit,
so you'll be a triple parent.
Yeah, quadruple, because she's bringing her partner.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. So, which is cool because it'll be her partner's first time in Colorado ever.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so that's fun. They aren't staying with us because it's two of them, and they want to stay in a hotel, which makes sense.
Understandable.
Yeah, I have a queen bed in the guest room / nursery. Oh my god, Fuji. Fuji, your giant butt is gonna knock everything over. Oh my god, he just came trundling in here with his huge behind and knocked into the table.
Fuji,
you're crazy. But soon I'm going to have to take that bed out of there because soon we're going to be putting...
it's going to be the baby's room.
Putting baby in the crib. I put her in it today because I was up here doing cards. And she was in this little bouncer. Aww. And she was starting to get like squirmy. So I put her in the crib and I was pretty much done making cards. And so I went in there and I just put her in there. Turned on the little mobile, and then I also got this like aquarium light thing. Turned that on and gave her like a teether toy, and I was in there the whole time and I was just sitting there, and she did not like it.
Really? No. She thought it was baby jail.
Yeah. She, at one point, she had put both of her legs outside of the crib through the slats, and Fuji was licking her feet. Like, what a mess. I don't know how I'm ever gonna get her to sleep in that.
Oh,
because her bassinet that we have in our bedroom moves. It it swings, rocks, I guess, from side to side, and she really relies on that, I guess. So anyway, happy fearsome Fridays.
Yeah.
Did I say that already?
I
don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay. We are Unholy Gossip Girls. I'm Casey.
I'm Faye.
What are you drinking?
I am continuing to drink water.
Agua.
And you?
Still water.
Water gals.
I can't wait. I was thinking about having some wine yesterday. But then I just got so tired. That I didn't.
As soon as you're done breastfeeding, can we have another wine and board game on the porch type days?
Yeah, absolutely.
That was so fun.
Yeah. I can't wait to stop breastfeeding, and because I don't breastfeed. I can't wait to stop pumping because it's literally ruining my life. Not to be dramatic.
I get it.
I fucking hate it. I hate every single thing about it, except for that I am producing food for my daughter. And honestly, I might have given up already if formula were widely available.
Yeah.
But it ain't.
So scary.
Yeah. So, like, we still have to, we probably go through about an 8-ounce bottle a day of formula. Because I just don't produce enough. And even that, like, the last time we had to buy some, I drove around for, like, an entire day.
Oh, my God.
Looked for formula, and we ended up having to buy it on Amazon.
That's so scary.
Yeah. So, like, could I stop? Sure. Then what would the baby eat?
Feed her steak.
We did start her on a couple of purees.
Aww.
So that's been fun.
How cute.
Yeah, it's so messy.
Do you buy them or do you make them?
I buy them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Smart.
Ain't nobody got time for that. I never, like, went into motherhood thinking I would be super mom, crunchy mom, make all my kids' foods and lunch boxes and all that. Like, there is no shame in buying a Lunchables, okay?
True.
I will not be one of those mothers. And that's okay. I never thought I would be.
Yeah.
Who's got the time?
Lunchables are good.
Who's got the energy? Lunchables are good.
So good.
Mm. Yum. I want a Lunchable right now.
Me too.
I have a little bit of another revealing hot goss.
Okay.
To show you.
All right.
I just got this from downstairs. I also got something in the mail. I had ordered some new glasses.
Ooh.
I'm a glasses person.
You're a
now.
Glasses gal.
Let me see if I can put them on. Oh, my headphones.
Oh, those are cute.
Thanks. And you know,
I love them.
The funnest thing. The frames come off and
That's
you can
amazing.
Buy new frames.
I love it. That's incredible.
Yeah. I'm still not used to wearing them.
I need new glasses, hopefully, before I go to overseas.
Yeah, they weren't that expensive. The glasses themselves were $60, and then the frames are like $25.
My frames are very expensive and also about that thick.
Ah, yeah.
And very bad eyesight.
Yeah. I went to the eye doctor because I wanted to get some new glasses because I have a pair that I wear while I'm driving and I hate them because I don't think they're very flattering. So I never wear them other than whenever I'm driving. And the lady said, my obstetrician said that my eyesight is just below the limit where I would legally have to wear them while driving.
Oh, really?
So if my eyes were just a little bit worse.
A little bit.
But technically, I don't have to wear them.
Oh.
Technically. But I figured I should probably try to be more responsible because I'm driving around a baby. And I shouldn't go, I don't know what that says.
Is that a stop sign?
Yeah. And I also stopped playing Pokemon Go while I was driving.
Oh, come on.
I know.
Love that game. I've been playing it again recently.
I stopped playing it. Because I don't know what happened. I think it's whenever I got COVID back in November. And then I wasn't going on walks. And then I missed like a week. And then it was so cold that whenever we were walking Fuji, we weren't walking far enough to go to the Pokestop. We were just like walking around in a circle and coming back. Or there were days altogether where we didn't walk Fuji because it was so cold we couldn't bring the baby out. So we just let him out in the backyard. So
sad.
Yeah.
I've also been playing Animal Crossing again. I'm just getting back into the old stuff.
I saw you doing that. Every time you log in, I'm sure you see me playing Farm Together constantly. Yeah.
We're Nintendo heads.
I'm like way behind on my reading goals for the year, but I've been playing this shit out of Farm Together. It's just such a relaxing game.
Aww.
I just love to farm.
Yeah.
I'm a farm girl.
You should get by a farm.
In real life?
Yeah.
No.
That's like, that, if I won the lottery, I would just buy like a non-functioning farm.
Okay.
Just like have cows and chickens and just like hang out with them.
Okay.
It'd be so fun.
Yeah, but would you hire people to take care of them?
So definitely. I would just hang out with them. Clean their shit.
Why wouldn't you just, what if you got a like petting zoo?
I could do that.
And you could have like a variety of animals.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Win the lottery, have a petting zoo.
I'll try.
Okay, well, should we get started?
I guess.
I suppose. What do you have for us this week?
I'm finally gonna talk about Bigfoot.
It's about damn time. I love, and you were telling us that Colorado is funny because we have like Bigfoot stickers.
Oh, yeah.
And all, like, Bigfoot's like a big thing here.
Yeah.
Bigfoot's big.
Bigfoot's pretty big. I did not write any specific sightings down because there were a billion of them and I didn't feel like it.
Yeah,
but
don't.
Just talking about, in general, just Bigfoot.
The lore of Bigfoot.
Bigfoot lore.
All right.
So, commonly referred to as Sasquatch as well.
Mm.
He is an ape-like creature that's said to inhabit the forests of North America.
Mm-hmm.
Many dubious articles have been offered in attempts to prove existence of Bigfoot, including anecdotal claims of sightings as well as alleged video and audio recordings photographs, and casts of large footprints, some of which are known or admitted hoaxes. Some. That's the key word.
Yep.
Tales of a wild, hairy humanoid exist throughout the world, and such creatures appear in the folklore of North America, including the mythologies of indigenous people.
Mm-hmm.
Bigfoot is an icon with Bigfoot is an icon within the fringe subculture of cryptozoology and an enduring element of popular culture. He's obviously an icon. The majority of mainstream scientists have historically discounted the existence of Bigfoot, considering it to be the result of a combination of folklore, misidentification, and hoax, rather than a living animal.
Hmm.
Folklorists trace the phenomenon of Bigfoot. Oh god. They trace the phenomenon of Bigfoot to a combination of factors and sources, including indigenous cultures and the European wild man figure, folk tales. The end. Okay. And folktale.
Okay.
Wishful thinking, a cultural increase in environmental concerns, and overall societal awareness of the subject have been cited as additional factors.
Mm-hmm.
Other creatures of relatively similar descriptions are alleged to inhabit various regions throughout the world, such as the skunk ape of the southeastern United States.
Hmm.
The Almas, Yeren, and Yeti in Asia.
The Yeti.
Yeti. And Australian Yowie.
Whoa. Is the abominable snowman the Yeti?
I think he's a Yeti, yeah.
Okay.
All of which are also ingrained in the cultures of their region. So every area has their own Bigfoot. Well, not every area. Most areas have their own little Bigfoot. Aww. That they're like equally into.
That's so cute.
I know.
I mean, if that many people, that many places have right? all these lore,
mm-hmm.
it's got to be real.
That's what I'm saying.
It has to be. Where else is that coming from?
Here's the description of Bigfoot. He is a large, muscular, bipedal, ape-like creature covered in black, dark brown, or dark reddish hair. Descriptions estimate a height of roughly 6 to 9 feet, with some descriptions having the creature standing as tall as 10 to 15 feet.
15 feet?
Yeah.
That's insanely tall.
I know. It's almost as tall as me.
How would you ever hide something like that in the forest?
Also, how would you be like, he's about 15 feet tall. How would you like decide that?
Maybe you saw how far away he was and then you went up to that tree and you were like, oh my god, he reached this branch.
Oh my god. Probably. Some alleged observations describe Bigfoot as more man-like, with reports of a human face. So some people think he's like ape-like, and some people think he's human-like. Multiple people in the Dalles, Oregon, filed a police report describing an overgrown ape. And one of the men claimed to have sighted the creature in the scope of his rifle, but could not bring himself to shoot it because it looked more human than animal.
Mm. That's fair.
I wish he had shot it and we had proof now. No, I don't. That's mean.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
It is surprising that nobody, if Bigfoot was real, it is surprising that nobody has killed Bigfoot.
Really? It is.
Even on accident.
Yeah.
But the amount of people that go on like Bigfoot like hunts.
Yeah.
And they're not like hunting him, but they're like wanting to find him.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
He's out there though.
Yeah.
Common descriptions also include broad shoulders, no visible neck, and long arms, which skeptics describe as likely misidentification of a bear standing upright.
No neck
bears.
Good old no neck.
Love them. Some alleged nighttime sightings have stated the creature's eyes glowed yellow or red. However, eyeshine is not present in humans or any known apes. So, some people think that this is probably owls or raccoons or possums, which are not 15 feet tall. So,
nope.
Maybe if they're in a tree.
That'd be horrifying.
Michael Rugg, owner of the Get Ready.
The Rug Shack.
I wish. Bigfoot Discovery Museum in Northern California.
Oh my God, we have to go.
Claims to have smelled him, stating, imagine a skunk that had rolled around in dead animals and had hung around in garbage pits.
How would he have smelled him?
I don't know.
He just came into the Rug Shack one day?
Yeah. Got any rugs here? No, it's just my name. Bigfoot. The enormous footprints for which the creature is named are claimed to be as large as 24 inches long, 8 inches wide.
Whoa.
Some footprint casts have also contained claws, making it likely that they came from known animals such as bears.
Are bears' feet that big, though? That's no. 2 feet long.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a very large footprint.
Many of the indigenous cultures across North America include tales of mysterious hair-covered creatures living in forests, and according to anthropologist David Daigling, these legends existed long before contemporary reports of Bigfoot. These stories differed in their details, both regionally and between families in the same community. On the Tule River Indian Reservation in Central California, petroglyphs created by the tribe of Yokuts at a site called the Painted Rock are alleged by some to depict a group of Bigfoot called the Family. Aww. I don't have a picture of that, but it's really cute, so you should post it.
Okay.
If you can find it.
That's really cute.
The local tribespeople call the largest glyphs Hairy Man, and they are estimated to be between 500 and 1,000 years old, which is a long gap. Like, shorten that.
Yeah. Yeah.
16th century Spanish explorers and Mexican settlers in California told tales of the Los Vigilantes Oscuros, or Dark Watchers.
Oh.
Large creatures alleged to stalk their camps at night in the region that is now Mississippi. A French Jesuit priest was living with the Natchez in 1721 and reported stories of hairy creatures in the forest known to scream loudly and steal livestock.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Ecologist Robert Pyle argues that most cultures have accounts of human-like giants in their folk history, expressing a need for some larger-than-life creature, which is kind of cute. Everybody has a Bigfoot.
Say that again?
He argues that most cultures have accounts of human-like giants in their folk history, expressing a need for some larger-than-life creature.
Okay. Why? It's not like a crime-solving dog or anything.
I think just, like, to know, like, there's something like us out there, but it's different than us, and it's big, and it's cool. Each language had its own name for the creature, featured in the local version of such legend. Mm-hmm. Many names mean something along the lines of wild man or hairy man, although other names describe common actions as it was said to perform, such as eating clams or shaking trees.
Those are so wildly different activities.
Chief Michel of the, Nalakapamu at Light in British Columbia told such story to Charles Hill Tout in 1898. The Stales people tell, so many apostrophes in this, tell people stories of Sasquets, a shape-shifting creature that protects the forest. The name Sasquatch isn't... I know, right?
That's so cute.
The name Sasquatch is an angelicized version of Sasquatch, roughly translating to Hairy Man in the Hak-em-el-em language.
That's really cute. I know you haven't seen the Avatar, but there's all these spirits in the Avatar, The Last Airbender, and one of them is a forest spirit. Oh. That is like really, really upset and is like destroying the town near the forest until Aang, the Avatar, goes there and makes peace. Aww. And once he makes peace with the forest spirit, it turns into a panda.
Aww.
And just walks back into this into the forest. It's really cute.
I love it.
Oh, such a good show.
I want a panda.
Is this a good place for a break?
Sure, let's take a break here.
All right, we'll be right back.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Hi.
We're back.
Back again.
I had a dream last night. I don't know why I just thought of it. Fuji, why are you so staticky? Golly. So I had a dream last night. I get this dream every so often where I'm working back at my old Subway store. Uh-huh. But like now. Uh-huh. Like where I'm at in my life now, I'm don't have my current job and I go back to managing that store. So it's horrible. Uh-huh. And in this dream in particular, it always has to do with cleaning. I don't know why, because the store is disgusting because I'm not there to clean it. So like in every single one of these dreams, I'm literally just like cleaning and reorganizing this shit show of the store. Mm-hmm. But in this dream, I was cleaning something in the dining room. And my ex-boyfriend came in from, like, high school.
Really?
Yeah. And he was, like, there. And I didn't, like, interact with him. And he was with a bunch of his, like, friends. Uh-huh. But they were, like, older and distinguished, like, college gentlemen. And they were like, yeah, whatever. I went to Peru. And, like, saying, like, stupid shit like that. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, my God. How embarrassing, right? Like, he's gone on and done, like, he's done a life and I'm still working at Subway.
That's sad and funny.
And then I woke up.
Was it scary? Do you wake up scared?
No, but I do have dreams where I work there all the time.
That's so weird.
Yeah, I used to always, whenever I would go to the Subways that were inside of the high schools, mm-hmm. I would always get a dream about being in high school.
Really?
But it wasn't me being in high school back then. It would be me as a 20 something going back to high school for and I have a college degree. Uh-huh. I have zero reason to be in high school doing high school work.
Yeah.
But I would have a dream that I was missing a credit or something, so had to go back to school for like a semester.
I would have dreams where like I was in college and I had forgotten about a class, mm-hmm. like the whole year, and then it's the end of the year and I'm like, oh God, I forgot I had this whole classwork to do. Mm-hmm. But then it started evolving.
Oh.
So in the dream, I'm now like, oh my God, I always have dreams like this, but now it's real.
Oh my God.
It's so lame.
Wow.
Hate it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Dreams are weird.
Dreams are weird. We should do a story on dreams.
Okay. I don't remember most of mine.
Me either.
And whenever I do, it's bullshit like that.
All right, back to Bigfoot.
back at it again with Bigfoot, our bestie.
Bestie Bigfoot. Members of the Lummi tell tales about creatures known as Tsimikwis. Mm-hmm. The stories are similar to each other, but the general descriptions of them... What? The stories are similar to each other in the general descriptions of Tsimikwis, but details differed among various family accounts concerning the creature's diet and activities, i.e. clams and tree shaking. Some regional versions tell of more threatening creatures, the Stiaha or the Kwikwai.
Kwikwai!
Kwikwai. I don't know. were a nocturnal race, and children were warned against saying the warned against saying the names so that the monsters would not come and carry them off to be killed.
Yeah, but
now I've gone and done it.
We're not children, though.
Oh, that's true.
you're old as hell.
I don't want to pick you up. The Iroquois tell of an aggressive hair-covered giant with rock-hard skin known as the Otneyarhe, or stone giant.
Whoa.
More commonly referred to as the Genosqua. These words, come on.
Is it like, I wonder if it's like that rock guy in Thor?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You just knock on him.
That guy's so funny. I'm pretty sure the guy that voices that rock guy is the director of Thor.
Is it?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Getting a job in his own movie.
Yep.
In 1847, Paul Kane reported stories by the natives about Skookums, a race of cannibalistic wild men living on the peak of Mount St. Helens in southern Washington.
Ew. Don't love that.
Don't love that. Also related to this area was an alleged incident in 1924 in which a violent encounter between a group of gold prospectors and a group of ape men occurred.
Hmm.
I'm on tape ape men. If it's between gold prospectors and ape men.
I wonder if it's like a clan of missing links.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
What if Bigfoot is the missing link?
It probably is. Yeah, we should talk to him.
That's so interesting. I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
More words.
No. Just thinking about Bigfoot. These allegations were reported in the July 16th, 1924 issue of the Oregonian and have become a popular piece of Bigfoot lore, with the area now being referred to as Ape Canyon. U.S. President Theodore Roosevelt, in his 1893 book, The Wilderness Hunter, writes of a story he was told by an elderly mountain man named Bauman, in which a foul-smelling bipedal creature ransacked his beaver tramping camp, stalked him, and later became hostile when it fatally broke his companion's neck.
Yikes!
I don't like that.
That's a tale. That's a story.
That is a story.
Holy shit.
Roosevelt notes that Bauman appeared fearful while telling the story, but attributed the trapper's folkloric German ancestry to have potentially influenced him. Less menacing versions have also been recorded, such as one by Reverend Elkanah Walker from 1840. Walker was a Protestant missionary who recorded stories of giants among the natives living near Spokane, Washington. These giants were said to live on and around the peaks of the nearby mountains, stealing salmon from fishermen's nets. How cute. Aww.
He's just a little hungry boy.
He's just hungry.
He's got to feed his feet.
Oh.
Those feet ain't going to get big by themselves.
According to Live Science, there have been over 10,000 reported Bigfoot sightings in the continental United States.
You said 10,000?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
About one-third of all claims of Bigfoot sightings are located in the Pacific Northwest, with the remaining reports spread throughout the rest of North America. Most reports are considered mistakes or hoaxes, even those by researchers who claim Bigfoot exists. So even the big Bigfoot guys are like, nah, it's not 10,000 of you. You haven't seen 10,000 Bigfoots.
I'm sure those big Bigfoot guys are like, it's not real unless I've seen it.
Oh yeah, definitely. I have a story to tell you later about aliens. Anyway.
Okay.
Sightings predominantly occur in the northwestern region of Washington, Oregon, North California, and British Columbia. So why all the Bigfoot Colorado stickers?
I don't know.
He's not even our guy.
I mean, we are part of the Rocky Mountains.
It's true.
But I wonder if that's it. Just any mountain range.
Just the mountains.
I don't know.
Other prominent areas of supposed sightings include the rural areas of the Great Lakes region and southeastern United States.
Still not Colorado.
Yeah, not us. According to data collected by the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, or BFRO, Bigfoot sightings database in 2019, Washington has over 2,000 reported sightings, California over 1,600, Pennsylvania over 1,300, New York and Oregon over 1,000, and Texas has just over 800.
Wow.
The debate over the legitimacy of Bigfoot sightings has reached a peak in the 1970s, and Bigfoot has been regarded as the first wildly popularized example of pseudoscience in American culture. I mean, it depends on who you ask.
That's so funny, though.
Okay, I was just seeing where I was, sorry. A story from 1924, often referred to as the Battle of Ape Canyon, presents miners being attacked by large, hairy ape men that threw rocks onto their cabin roof from a nearby cliff after one of the miners allegedly shot one with a rifle. In this word looks like fuck, but I know it isn't. Fook. In Fook, Arkansas, in 1971, a family reported that a large hair-covered creature startled the woman after reaching through her window. But this was later deemed a hoax.
Later deemed a peeping Tom.
A peeping Tom.
Gross.
In 1974, New York Times presented the dubious tale of Albert Ostman, a Canadian prospector who stated that he was kidnapped and held captive by a family of Bigfoot for 6 days in 1924 in Toba Inlet, British Columbia.
Here's the thing.
I don't see it, yeah.
If Bigfoot is going around kidnapping people for nothing, he would not let them go.
Yeah.
There's nothing, there's zero to gain from that.
He would eat you.
And everything to lose.
And why a family of them?
Yeah.
Like a mom and a baby Sasquatch.
Yeah, that doesn't make... I call false. Everything else you said is true, though.
Everything else is true. The 2021 Hulu... Ooh, I gotta watch that. Hulu documentary series Sasquatch describes marijuana farmers telling stories of... Okay. Telling stories of Bigfoot's harassing and killing people. You're on marijuana, though.
What an interesting topic for a series.
I know.
They'll make a TV show about anything.
Really? Investigative journalist David Holthouse.
Okay, hang on. Michael told me that one of his friends is watching, who's like a girl, is watching a reality, like a shitty reality dating TV show. And it just, sorry, I have to tell you.
Okay.
I forget what he said it was called, but the premises is that older women.
Oh, I've seen this.
You've seen it?
I haven't seen it. I've seen of it.
Okay. What's it called? Like cougar or something?
MILF something, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, MILF. Okay, I think you're right. So the premise is that older MILFs, who are mothers, are dating younger men. But the premise is that their sons come with them to help their mothers find the perfect man. But the dating pool is all the other women's sons.
This is so crazy. I hate it. I need to watch it.
It sounds so bad. I want to watch it too.
We should watch it.
Okay, sorry. I had said they'll make a show about anything, and that popped in my head.
Now what we need is a Bigfoot dating show.
Oh. Did you see that one show? I never watched it, but it was like a dating show where people were put up with prosthetics, like crazy ones where they like look like a fish or look like an alien, like crazy, crazy prosthetics where you can't see who they are at all. And they go like on a blind date with somebody.
That's crazy.
And then who is also wearing a lot of prosthetics.
That's so weird.
To find out like if beauty is skin deep or whatever the fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yep, dating shows are wild.
They really are.
They'll do anything.
They will. MILFs.
Gross.
So investigative journalist David Holthouse attributes these stories to illegal drug operations using local Bigfoot lore to scare away competition. Specifically superstitious immigrants.
Oh.
Kind of rude.
Yeah.
There have also been reports of dogs allegedly being killed by a Bigfoot. Sad. Aww. In the early 1990s, I almost said 1900s, which is not
similar.
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of
the late
Earth.
1900s. 9/11, I mean. 911 audio recordings were made public in which a homeowner in Kitsap County, Washington, called law enforcement for assistance with a large subject described him as being in all black, having entered his backyard. He previously reported to law enforcement that his dog was killed recently when it was thrown over his fence.
Damn. Sad. That is sad.
Anthropologist Jeffrey Meldrum notes that any large predatory animal is potentially dangerous to humans, specifically if it is provoked, but indicates that most accounts of Bigfoot encounters result in the creature hiding or fleeing from people.
Mm.
Some researchers have reported the creature moving or taking possession of intentional gifts left by humans, such as food and jewelry.
Oh.
Leaving items in their place, such as rocks and twigs. That's not a good trade. I spent $20 on this necklace, and you gave me a rock.
What's he gonna do with a necklace?
Wear it and look beautiful. Skeptics argue that many of these alleged human interactions are easily hoaxed, the result of misidentification, or are outright fabrications.
Huh.
My source was Wikipedia.
Beautiful. I loved it.
I love cryptids.
Yes.
And I believe in them 100%, all of them.
Yeah. What do you want to cover next? Mermaids?
Ooh.
I was thinking about that today.
That'd be cool. I'll just read the script for The Little Mermaid.
Oh, yes. Just read the whole book.
I will.
Yeah. Find the original story of The Little Mermaid. I'm sure. Ooh, it's really fucked
up. It's like really dark.
Yeah. I mean, the mermaid itself is pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Fish lady.
Yeah. It's like a young 16-year-old who trades away her voice to a sea witch to go force an adult to fall in love with her, and they must kiss in order for her to, like, get her voice back. Like, it's so weird.
It really is.
Also, she's 16.
All those old stories are so weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. Anyway, thanks for that.
Yeah.
That was wonderful.
Very long. Longer than I anticipated.
I liked it.
Thank you.
Love me some cryptids.
Yeah.
I am shocked that Colorado wasn't listed on.
I know. Because we're, like, obsessed with them.
We are.
So weird.
Like, there's a cookie place right down the street that has the best chocolate chip cookies called Sasquatch Cookies.
Is it really?
Yes, it's so good.
I want to go.
Yeah, it's up off Dublin and not Tut. What's the one beyond that?
Maybe don't give our addresses away.
Okay.
Just kidding. Do whatever.
Well, I mean, if you look up Sasquatch Cookies in Colorado, I'm pretty sure it's a local thing. And I live right behind. Just kidding, I don't.
I go to the dumpster every Monday at 3 p.m. and I bring my wallet.
And my passport. And my mother's maiden name. All right. Well, follow us on social media. We are on Holy Gossip Girls on Facebook and Instagram, at Girls Unholy on Twitter, and email us what your favorite cryptid is at unholygossipgirls@gmail.com. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Check out our merch. And that's that.
Do all of that.
Do every single thing I said. And then we'll see you guys in a few days for a bonus episode.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.